Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Linda Morse. We've got a City Commission meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at City Hall on Points Avenue here in the Little Apple. If you missed that, you can also catch that on Cox Cable Channel 3. And I believe, don't you put those on Facebook Live as well?
It's just web stream live.
Just web stream.
On the city's website,
okay.
Yep.
Okay. So catch that. If you can't make it to the meeting, you got a lot of opportunities to catch it. And of course, we'll have a reporter there. If you missed it, we'll have some news stories in tomorrow morning's newscast, so you can catch up that way as well. Before we put the mayor on the In Focus hot seat, we'll close with that. But there's a few other housekeeping things we still want to get to first real quick. Ron, you mentioned some planning board meeting was recently
planning
held.
Board meeting last night. Actually had a couple of items on there. One was a county item. This was out on a Scenic Drive. It's a 3/4 acre tract of unplatted land on the west side of Scenic Drive, about 1/4 mile north of Skyway. Request there by Bart Thomas. It did involve ability for them to put in some signage. There was a public hearing held, and the planning board does recommend approval to the Board of County Commissioners in this case, since it's a county item. It's an urban area planning board, so it has joint jurisdiction. And that was approved. The city item there was to consider rezoning of 530 North 14th Street, 532 North 14th Street, and 1323 Laramie Street. This is in the Aggieville area at 14th and Laramie, so it would be the southeast quadrant of that intersection. And it's a request from Michael Chen to rezone what is currently, there's three single-family homes in that particular area. They're currently zoned R3 with a university overlay, a family residential district. Their request is to convert that to a C3 commercial Aggieville Business District zoning classification. So they held a public hearing on that rezoning, and that will be coming forward to the commission as they're recommending approval on it on a vote of 4-0 as well. The planning board also had a public input meeting on the annual review of the Manhattan area comprehensive plan. There was very little discussion. There was a public comment suggesting some further study of the Bluemont and Juliet Avenue corridors for land uses.
All right, very good. Let's go ahead and get right to it, and we'll close the show today with the In Focus hot seat with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. All right. Got about 3 or 4 questions here. If you need like a towel to deal with the sweat or anything like that, yeah, we'll get that for you. In Focus hot seat question number one with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. How do you like your steak cooked?
Medium well.
Correct answer. Medium well.
Well, not charred.
Okay.
I can take a little bit of pink, but not a lot.
Okay. Fair enough. Second question on the In Focus hot seat with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris. If you could see any band of any era perform live, who would it be?
Oh, the Beatles.
Beatles?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay.
I mean, that'd be a trip back in time. You know, that's not ever going to happen.
Where is your favorite place to enjoy the outdoors in MHK?
Ah, well, I kind of like Sojourner Truth Park. There's hardly ever much activity there. It's quiet, and so sometimes I just go there and sit under the picnic shelter and just take a few minutes, just relax.
And where is that at?
Ah, I don't know the street.
It's just off Pottawatomie Avenue, down in the southern part of Manhattan. So it'd be about 9th and Pottawatomie.
There's a trail entrance really close. I'm not sure what the street is. I just found it and like it.
Well, there we go. And Ron with the lifeline there.
There you go.
On that one.
Thank you very much. I needed that.
And finally, so far, Mayor's doing, I'm not seeing too many beads of sweat.
Oh, no, not yet.
Good composure here so far. Last question of the In Focus Hot Seat with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. What can people do right now to make the world a better place?
Be nice to each other and work together, and not just do divisive things that you know will cause problems and cause people to not get along. I mean, we accomplish so much more when we work together. And that's my philosophy of trying to partner with our neighboring governmental units. Let's work together on all the things we can.
There you go. Come out of the K-Man InFocus hot seat unscathed.
Oh, my gosh.
Not even a blink. Impressive. Impressive.
You know what's next time you guys come in?
Yep. Get ready, Ron.
It's there you Ron's go. Turn.
Okay. All right.
And the questions won't be the same.
Well, I'm sure.
It might be a little tougher. City Manager Ron Fear, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse, thanks so much for coming on this morning, and have a good commission meeting.
Enjoy spring. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. And let's enjoy, as soon as the sun comes out and it gets warmer later this week, we'll all be out after being in for the cold weather and wind.
I'll have to check out that park you mentioned.
I will, yeah. It's just cool.
Thanks so much. If you miss any of this episode of In Focus, you can go on News Radio KMAN. .com. Click on demand. You can get caught up today, yesterday, as long as we've been archiving them. Thanks so much for listening. See you in the morning.
All right, Brady, thank you much. Coming up on K-Man's In Focus tomorrow. I don't have that list. But we'll be talking about schools. USD 383. Guests to be joining us. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick at the game this afternoon. K-State Baseball, our coverage begins at 6 o'clock tonight. Cats host Austin Peay at Toyton Family Stadium. By the way, stay tuned for details. Power Cat Game Day live from Atlanta with the Sweet 16.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN, Manhattan. Is CBS News on the Hour, presented by...
I'm Steve Kaif, and three people were injured in a shooting this morning at a high school in Great Mills, Maryland. Sheriff Tim Cameron.
A male school student produced a handgun in one of the hallways.